Yeah, they should. It's all over here in McCool Park. Just to recap the game at the end of the opening quarter, with 17 minutes actually on the clock, Mayo were leading by 2 points, 1-3-4. It was a 6-4 game, and they got a very, very fortuitous goal from James Carr, which dropped over the top. He actually had his back to the ball, caught it, and then we think went for a point, but he ended up lobbing Sean Patton, and it ended up in the top corner of the net in the riverfront end off the ground. And that put them in front, having trailed from the outset. But then Donegal probably had their best period of the game after that, as they had 5 unanswered scores to lead by 9 points to 1-3. Mayo did get another score at the break, but the difference at halftime was 2 points. And, well, it was basically point for point in the second half, when there was wee spells where either side had dominated. And if we look 20 minutes into the second half, Donegal were leading by a single point, 12-1-8. There was 3 unanswered scores from O'Connor, from Walsh and Kevin McLaughlin, which made it 1-8 for Mayo. Donegal had 12 on the board at that stage. 3 opening points in that second half from Michael Murphy. But it was a really, really tense final quarter in the game, and Mayo had once again trailed by 3. Donegal went 4 up in the tie, leading by 17 points to 1-11. So they did in the game. It was actually 15 points to 1-9 earlier in the tie. That was 3. And Mayo managed to pull it back every time. They always got to maybe 2 or 3 points in the game. But then came the introduction of James Durkin, who is the brother of Paddy Durkin. And at the end of the day, it was James Durkin that made all the difference for Mayo. Donegal seemed to be happy enough and cruising. Mayo got it back to a point, and then Donegal brought it back out to 3. And it got to 3 again with points from Kieran Thompson and Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy ending the game with 8 points for Donegal, but James Durkin coming in and hitting 1-3 in those closing minutes, basically from the 33rd minute to the 42nd minute. All of Mayo's scores came from James Durkin, and he got that goal right at the death, sticking it into the top corner past Sean Patton, and it's forced a draw here as it finished all square. 19 points to Donegal, 2-13 to Mayo. Mayo will be quite happy to be going down the road with a share of the spoils, but Donegal will be bitterly, bitterly disappointed they didn't get more out of this match.
They all be ecstatic going down the road, Ashin, with a point out of this game, because they know they've been outplayed for large periods of the game today. But we all spoke about it earlier in the game, to have this ability to stick in games. We saw it here a couple of games years ago, I mentioned before, when Kevin McLaughlin kicked a last-minute score to equalise the game and send Donegal, relegate Donegal that year. You know, Donegal will, you know, they'll take a lot of positives out of this game from their display, particularly in their first half performance. But you have to go back to the first half. They went at half time, they kicked 7 wides, they put 4 into the keeper's hands. They weren't as wasteful in the second half. I think they only counted 1 wide. But the main reason for that, Ashim, was Mayo brought in substitutions that made a difference and put them on the front foot. They all made a telling contribution to Mayo's increased effort. On the other hand, Donegal brought in substitutions that may have weakened the team. They weren't a stronger team at the end of the game as they were at the start of the team. Mayo were a stronger team in the last couple of minutes. So listen, it's just very early in the season. You don't want to be reading too much into it, but we saw a really, really good game of football. 2 teams going flat out of it. Mayo, you mentioned, they're going to be so happy going down the road with a point in this, because that game was over only for a bit of magic from Castlebar Mitchell's man, James Durkin, to rifle that ball into the top right-hand corner of the net. As I mentioned, you won't see a much better goal. He scored 1-3 from the 33rd minute to the 42nd minute. That's 9 minutes of play. He contributed 1-3. He got Mio's last 4 scores, and he surely is going to be a factor on this Mio team as they go forward this year. From a Donegal perspective, you know, they had a lot of good performances throughout the field. They were led primarily by Michael Murphy, who kicked 8 points.